structures with equally significant comment and insight that would make the pictures play their role of the one dimension they represent, not the whole story. Vietnam was not personified by Americans being under siege at Khe Sanh, but that was the pictures that showed that. It was a requirement of the media to know enough about the problem that they could sit there and match discussions and concepts with the Vietnamese themselves. And that day never arrived with the national media in Vietnam.
We've covered the points I had in mind. And
that may have been too long an
answer. That
may be too long an answer.
But there are questions.
We have one slight technical thing on the picture answer. I need to know whether that was important.
A flare?
No. We just have
a... Why don't we do this?
Let's do a quick tape and... I also want to add to those, for those reporters who did know what was going on, who were very knowledgeable about the country, that it is then the obligation of their producers on the other end of national media in New York to respect their knowledge and allow their stories to come through with the insight and the knowledge that's there, even if it's not pyrotechnical and sensational with the so-called photojournalism, that it had the answers of what the photos meant. And I think that these men have to be given credit, too. The editors and the producers in New York have got a lot to learn according to what their performance in Vietnam showed.
Okay, and the second point, I would like you to give me a very cynical interpretation of what the motives of the Associated Press person might have been.
It's a startling photo with that line about Vietnam preparedness, because there's no relationship between the photo and Vietnam preparedness. The photo shows the victims of the My Lai massacre, but the Vietnam preparedness is dated April 22, 1975. Vietnam is collapsing then because the Congress of the United States has cut the funds to the Vietnamese army since 1974 to 10%. The Vietnamese legs have been cut off by that fund cut, and military equipment is in very short supply, and the army then is panicking. That picture seems to indicate that they want to prove, that editor wants to prove, that there was nothing worthwhile in Vietnam anyway, that the Vietnamese are now collapsing, and they probably collapse because they aren't any good anyway as soldiers, no matter what we do for them. It has no relationship in their mind to the fact that the Congress betrayed them. And then show the picture of the My Lai massacre, which shows that America was involved in something that was terrible and ghastly and horrible and had no purpose at all anyway. I mean, I think it's an incredible picture. And I think it shows an insight again into the way some people were trying to make the wish the father to the thought.
Thank you, Dolph.
Thanks, Jim.
Wasting our time. We have plenty of time.